right. We are now talking to the pastor, Pastor Allison, who is joining us on the line here on AWR. Pastor Allison, good afternoon to you.
Afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Pastor Allison. Are you having a good day so far?
Yeah, I'm having a good day. How about you?
No, we're having a good day. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to have you here. And I understand we're going to be having you for the next couple of days. And we are going to be talking about, a beautiful subject, Christ's ministry in the heavenly sanctuary. So thank you so much for joining us. You know, the ancient Bible sanctuary and its services, as outlined in Exodus chapter 25 to 27, reveal profound lessons for us today. Seventh-day Adventists believe these Old Testament services are a representation of the work of Christ that he does for our salvation. Now, the construction and arrangement of the earthly sanctuary is a model of the heavenly sanctuary. So, having said that, let's understand then, what is the sanctuary?
A sanctuary is the temple, which is a design which was given to Moses when he was traveling from Egypt en route to Canaan.
Mm.
And the model itself was a design given by God of a temple which is in heaven.
Okay.
So, a sanctuary is a temple which was given to Moses for the people of God to have their rituals done there for the remission of their sins.
All right. So this was a copy, as it were, of a sanctuary that was in heaven.
Yes.
Is that how you define a sanctuary?
Yes. It's a model that was in heaven. It's for worship services.
So effectively, what you're saying is that a sanctuary is a place for worship services. Is that what you're saying?
It is a place for worship.
Ah, I see. Now, why do we need to understand its meaning and significance?
Yeah, we have to understand it because it was significant. It represented a Christ's first coming.
Mm.
Remember when Adam and Eve sinned?
Yeah.
God killed that sheep represented Christ.
Mm.
If you can remember when John introduced Jesus at the River Jordan when he was to be baptized.
Yeah.
He said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." The Lamb itself, when it was done for the rituals in the sanctuary,
right,
it represented Christ, that he was coming to die for us for the remission of our sins.
The significance of the sanctuary and its meaning is the death of Christ dying for our sins. Instead of the lamb dying, it is now Christ who dies on our behalf.
On our behalf.
And please connect it to the sanctuary. Well, what does the death of Christ have to do with the sanctuary itself?
Well, when we sinned, when Adam and Eve sinned, they were given a penalty of death.
Mm-hmm.
So for them to have a chance of living again, even when they die, it was because Christ was coming to die on their behalf.
Okay.
There's a verse in the Bible, John 3, verse 16, which says, for God loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So by Jesus, by the death of Jesus, we are assured of eternal life, even if we die. We are assured of eternal life, provided that you believe in him.
And so this...
So if we are to connect the sanctuary and the death of Jesus, during the time when the sanctuary on earth was being administered, a lamb that was killed during the procession of the sanctuary services represented the death of Christ, because when you were to, if you sinned, you had to go to the sanctuary and kill the lamb. Then the priest would take the blood into the sanctuary, and then you were pronounced clean. You were pronounced clean because the priest would take the blood of the lamb into the sanctuary. Christ also had to die, and his blood is said to have been... He went into the heavenly temple with his own blood, not with the blood of the bulls or the sheep. So that's how I would connect the sanctuary and the death of Jesus Christ.
I see. Now, Pastor, help us to understand, the appearance and the arrangement of the sanctuary. Tell us about this and what it should signify.
Okay, the sanctuary was made of a tent, the one that was here on earth. It was made up of a tent. It comprised of an outer court where the killing and the reception of the blood was done. It was outside. So there was outside the temple, there was a place where the animals could be killed. And then blood would be taken into the sanctuary. Then when you get into the sanctuary, you would see on the right side, there was bread, which represented Christ as the bread of life.
Okay.
And there were seven candles on the other side, which represented that Christ is the light of the world. And there was a place also where the incense, the thing that could be burned, the incense, an altar where the incense was to be burned, was also in the first apartment, because there were two apartments, the holy place and the most holy place.
I see.
So closer to the tent that divided the temple, there was an altar for burnt incense, representing our prayers, which when we pray, God receives them in heaven. And then the incense that was burnt, representing the prayers, would go into the most holy place.
Okay.
Where it was assumed that God was his residential place. He resided in the most holy place. So the most holy place, inside the most holy place, there was the Ark of the Covenant.
Okay.
In which the 10 tables of the 10 commandments on the two tables of stones, written by God and given to Moses, were placed in the Ark of the Covenant.
Okay.
And on the side of the Ark of the Covenant were a table where the commandments written by Moses, ceremonial commandments, were outside. They were outside the Ark of the Covenant. So that's the arrangement that was inside the temple, the temple itself.
So what is then, I mean, you've explained this beautifully. I now want to understand, and we, of course, the listeners would be interested to understand, what is the relationship between the heavenly sanctuary and the earthly sanctuary?
The relationship itself.
Yes.
All right. The earthly sanctuary was the antitype.
Antitype? What do you mean by that?
Of the one that is in heaven.
Mm.
So, the earthly sanctuary was a symbol of what was supposed to be happening in heaven.
I see.
So, in the earthly sanctuary, it was administered by the priest. In fact, the high priest.
Mm-hmm.
He would go into that temple. Every day, people would come with their lambs to be slaughtered and the blood taken and sprinkled on that on the tent that divided the holy place and the most holy place.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So he would sprinkle on that one, and the person would go home free. But then once a year, on the Day of Atonement,
mm-hmm.
the priest would go inside. The whole nation was supposed to be cleansed.
Mm.
So that's when the lamb that would take away the sins of the world would be killed.
Mm. Yeah.
To cleanse the whole world.
To cleanse the whole world. So, yep.
Yes. Then, the heavenly sanctuary is also the same like the one which was here on earth, except that in the heavenly sanctuary, there is no earthly lambs killed there.
I see.
It's Christ himself who is representing, whom the lambs were representing here on earth.
Okay.
So the lamb itself is Christ this time.
Ah, okay.
He is the one. So, as he went into the heavenly sanctuary, in 1844, according to the dates given by the angel to Daniel, in Daniel chapter 8, verse 14, those dates tell us that Jesus, when he came from earth going to heaven, he went straight into the holy place. Then in 1844, according to those dates, Christ entered into the most holy place. That's where he is now.
Mm. That is where he is now.
And here on earth, the priest went once into the temple on the Day of Atonement.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he comes out, the one who remained unclean remained unclean.
Mm.
And just the same as Christ is in the holy temple, in the most holy place, he is representing, he is doing just as good as what the priest did. When he comes out, as in Revelation chapter 22, verse 12, is it 11 and 12?
Yep.
He says, the one who is not clean should remain unclean, and the clean should remain clean, because the time of grace will have ended when he comes out of that place,
yeah.
of the most holy place.
The most holy place, yeah, yeah. Wow, fantastic.
So this is the best time when people should introspect themselves to see if they are right with God, because that's the time when they, even the Jews, when the high priest went into the most holy place, they even fasted until he would come out. So this is the best time when we should be serious about our worshiping.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because he is now in the most holy place. When he comes out, there will be no more remission of sins. Mm-hmm. It will be done.
I see. Well, Pastor, I think that we can hold our conversation there for today. It was really an introductory conversation to, the belief of Adventist Christ's ministry in the heavenly sanctuary.
Yeah.
So that was just an introduction. Tomorrow, at the same time, same place tomorrow, we're going to be calling you and we're going to be continuing with this discussion. Thank you so much for today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Blessings.
Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.